You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Last year, the UK government has announced plans to reform access to work, a vital scheme run by the Department of Work and Pensions. Now, the scheme helps provide practical and financial support for people with disabilities to find and stay in employment. Now, this could include assistive technology, help with travel, or assistance from a support worker. When it works well, access to work is a vital service. However, with unprecedented delays and cuts to support, charity RNAB is concerned that this could be putting blind and partially sighted people's jobs at risk. And joining us now to share her experience of access to work is disability advocate and award-winning journalist Emily Davison. It is really great speaking with you, Emily.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, Emily, what was the support you ended up receiving in the end?
This was my first ever corporate job, my first ever full-time job. I had struggled to find full-time employment since graduating from a master's degree back in 2017, and I came into the job that I'm in now in 2022. So that gives you the breadth of the timescale that I was waiting for employment. I'm a multimedia journalist, specifically writing for a number of regional newspapers, and covering breaking news and things like that was a kind of a part of that role. So I applied for it when I started the position in November of that year, 2022, and I didn't get the support in place until the very end of January 2023. So there was still a wait time even then. Of course, it's not as significant as the wait times we're hearing about are now, which is around 30 weeks. I received, at the time, it was 20 hours of support work, and then it increased over the next few months as I realised the demands of the job were more than I expected and I needed more support. It went up to 37 hours a week, as well as one taxi journey to the office every week, as well as things like equipment to help me with the job, you know, certain pieces of assistive technology, as well as a specific phone, because a lot of my colleagues were using Samsung phones, which I didn't find accessible. So I also was given an iPhone as well. And that had been kind of in place really December last year. I had to go in for the renewal and was met with the shock of my life, to put it bluntly.
So talk us through what happened, because I believe your support was cut down quite significantly.
It was. So it was cut down by 80%. My needs had not changed. My requirements had not changed. My job role had not changed. If anything, it's becoming more difficult working in a newsroom. So nothing about the position had changed at all. And I was told that my hours were going to be cut from 37 hours to 8 hours a week. I was told that there was no wiggle room because the guidelines had changed and that the support that I was entitled to was something called replacement support, which could only ever be 20% of what your working hours are. And I tried to explain that my needs are very specific. I'm a journalist. I can't afford to make mistakes. And that's where you need human help. But I was told there was nothing that they could do to change the decision and nothing they would do to change the decision, and that the only way to kind of go down about potentially challenging it was a consideration, which obviously I have done. So far, I've not heard anything back about with regards to how long I could be potentially waiting to hear back as to whether I will have any of my hours reinstated.
How did this change to your support impact your ability to continue your current role?
I've had to take myself off of certain types of tasks. I've had to say to my employers, I can't do things like breaking news. I can't do stories that involve handling data, for example, using big spreadsheets because they're not accessible. And it's a really disheartening feeling for me because I worked really hard to get into this position. I studied, I've got a qualification from the NCTJ. You know, I went to university. I was really proud with my access to work claim because it leveled out the playing field and it meant that there was not really anything that I couldn't or wouldn't do that my colleagues were doing, and it put me at a really even place to them. And now I'm having to say I can't work on weekends because I don't have enough hours to cover me to work a weekend shift where there's breaking news coverage and I can't manage it on my own. It's had a knock-on effect on my mental health because I'm constantly worrying about how I'm going to do my job in the long run. I'm working harder and not able to have as much downtime even in my role and take as many breaks, but I'm doing less work, but I'm still working just as hard, if not harder, but I'm not able to produce as much and got anxiety. I'm currently undergoing kind of counselling. It's just a real kind of feeling of uncertainty, and like the rug has quite literally been swept out from under me, because this could happen to me in another job. It could happen to me another year down the line, even if I do get the hours reinstated. There's no stability, and it feels like you're pretty much playing a board game and you don't know the rules to it. And it just feels like disabled people are constantly being put in a catch-22 situation. We're being told by the government that we should be working, that, disabled people shouldn't be claiming any kind of state benefit. And yet, when we're trying to get into work and when we genuinely want to get into work and we've managed to find a job, we're met with this huge hurdle of, trying to actually apply for any kind of support and having to wait to even hear back if you actually are going to get any kind of support. And the thing is, what's going to happen if someone applies to actually get a job? They are lucky enough to get a job, and then they have to turn around and say to their employer, "I'm really sorry, but there's going to be limitations because I'm waiting for access to work to, to kind of come back to me with kind of a funding proposal. I need this kind of support." With the best will in the world, no employer is going to be able to keep a job on hold for 30 weeks or, potentially be able to fund all the support that they need themselves. So where does that leave disabled people? This system is currently not fit for purpose. It's supposed to help disabled people get into work, when in actual fact, it just feels like it's a hindrance. And, I'm now in a situation where I'm in a role that I really wanted, but my role has been made infinitely harder because I don't have the support. And also, let's not beat around the bush about the fact that this is putting support workers out of work. They're having the rug swept out from under them. My support worker has had his pay cut by 80%, and that's going to mean he's now going to have to seek alternative employment, which is going to mean that I am without the support worker that I've known and trusted and who I have a working relationship with and who understands how to do the role very well.
What would you like to see change? What would you like the governing bodies and decision makers to really consider when they make decisions around access to work and plan for the future of the service and the scheme?
Definitely the things that we need to consider is the wait times, because regardless of what the outcome is, making someone wait 30 weeks for a decision is just completely and entirely unacceptable. And also how they go about actually applying for a reconsideration, because people need a concrete answer so that they can decide what they want to do going forward. This is just going to mean that people are going to be deterred from applying to jobs, and potentially then they're not going to be able to remain in their jobs if they're waiting for a reconsideration, and they're going to have to, come away from the job. There should be some kind of system in place where if you challenge a decision, they can't take that support away from you immediately if you've already had the support, and it has to be something that they have to go down a reconsideration before that they can completely take it away. There just needs to be a better way of currently dealing with this and actually being able to have disabled people get answers quicker and be able to have a more streamlined approach to being able to, apply and reapply for things.
Emily Davison, thank you so much for speaking with us today on RNIB Connect Radio and for sharing your story with us.
Thank you for having me.
We have reached out to the Department for Work and Pensions for comment. A DWP spokesperson said, "Access to work supports thousands of sick or disabled people to start or stay in work, and support provided by the scheme has nearly doubled in 5 years. We are actively working to tackle the issues with the scheme we inherited, which we know are impacting both employers and employees, to ensure that disabled people have the support, skills, and opportunities to move into good, secure jobs." And of course, if you're listening to this conversation and you are blind or partially sighted and having problems with access to work, RNIB can offer advice and information. Please call our helpline on 0303 123 9999, or you can also email helpline@rnib.org.uk.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.